The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Well, we're on our teaching series on divine guidance and vision for this month. And we are moving very fast, and we are grateful to God for how far He has helped. Tonight, I'll be speaking by privilege on enjoying the gains of divine guidance. Enjoying the gains of divine guidance. Like we have said since the month started, that divine guidance is very real. And divine guidance is very beneficial. God is a God that loves to guide His children. Psalms 32 and verse 8. I will lead you and guide you in the way to go. I will guide you with my own eyes. I will guide you. I will show you what to do. You will no longer go in the wrong step. You will no longer go in the path of perdition. Nobody here will go in the wrong path again in the name of Jesus. I say nobody here will go in the path of perdition again in Jesus' name. Guidance is so key to accomplishment of anything in life. In Proverbs 16 and verse 25, the Bible says there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So there's a way that looks okay by human understanding, but that path, that way can crash destiny. That path can destroy a life. So it means subscribing to divine guidance is one of the best things that a believer can do. Subscribing to God's direction is one of the best things that can happen to any believer. You will no longer miss your steps again. I say you will no longer miss your steps again. You will no longer fall into the ditch again. Say a louder amen. You will no longer go into any form of regret again. Say a louder amen. Well, divine guidance has numerous gains. But how can we benefit from these gains? How can we tap into this gain? How can we connect with the blessing? How can we move into that realm where we benefit from the guidance of God? Well, we look at that briefly tonight, and we trust God that we are going to live here well-fed and well-nourished. Somebody say amen. Well, the way to enjoy divine guidance is the way of obedience. The way of obedience. Great moves of God are usually preceded by great obedience from man. The great move of God is preceded by great obedience from man. If you want to see God's hand, obey Him. If you want to see God's blessing, obey Him. If you want God to change your life, obey Him. If you want God to bless you, obey Him. If you want God to guide you into prosperity, obey Him. Great moves of God are usually preceded by great obedience from man. Quickly tonight, beloved, what is obedience? Obedience is dutiful or submissive compliance. Dutiful or submissive compliance. Dutiful or submissive compliance. And the gains of obedience is only possible through a lifestyle of obedience. Number two, what is obedience? Obedience is practical adherence to God's instructions. Obedience is practical adherence to God's instructions. Number three, what is obedience? Obedience is doing what you know is right or what you are told to do. Doing what is right according to scriptures and doing what you are told to do. Well, look at some quick important facts about obedience. Number one, obedience is what leads to continuous guidance. Obedience is what leads to continuous guidance. You obey one instruction, it gives you another. You obey one instruction, it gives you another. You obey one instruction, it gives you another. Obedience is what leads to continuous guidance. Number two, important fact about obedience is that obedience is what makes you enjoy the good of the land where you are. Isaiah 1 verse 19, Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 19. If ye be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. If you are willing, somebody say willing. Somebody say willing. And if you are obedient, you will eat the good. So there is good in every land. There is good in every land. There is blessing everywhere. And it is for those who are ready to obey. Number three important fact about obedience is that obedience is what makes God give his ears to you. Obedience is what makes God give his ears to you. That is listening ears. If you want God to listen to you and to listen regularly as you call on him, then obey him. If you want to pray once and God hears once, obey him. If God is sure that if he speaks to you, you will obey him, he will not have a problem giving you his listening ears. Number four, important facts about obedience is that obedience is what brings prosperity and disobedience is what births poverty. Obedience is the father of prosperity. Disobedience is the cause of poverty. Anywhere you see lack and insufficiency, something has been disobeyed. Somebody is not obeying God's instruction. Somebody is not listening to God's instruction. Somebody is not walking in line with God's mandate, with God's instruction. And then there is what we call scarcity, poverty. That will never be the portion of any one of us here. I said, that will never be our portion here. That will never be our portion here. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. And of course, obedience is always better than prayer and sacrifice. 1 Samuel 15:22. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And Samuel said, had the Lord as great delight in burnt offering and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of oxen. Some version says the fat of rams. So obeying God is better than going on fasting and prayer for 70 days. Obeying God is better than doing night vigil for 21 days. Anyone that delights in obeying God doesn't need too much stress. That's why the devil does everything to make sure we disobey God. In our prayer banquet yesterday, one of the people that was leading, he said there's something we must learn from the devil. He said he doesn't give up. He said since more than 1,000 or 2,000 years ago that he has been fighting that to pull God's kingdom down, he said he has not repented. That's why he is always doing something to make us go against God's instruction. But you will outsmart him today in the name of Jesus. I say you will outsmart him today in the name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. Examples of those that enjoy the gains of obedience. Examples of those that enjoy the gains of obedience as God led them. Number one is Jesus. Jesus, our Savior, is a benefactor of the gain of obedience. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 8, Philippians chapter 2, speaking from verse 8, the Bible says, and being not found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He was obedient. He obeyed. He obeyed until he died on the cross. Well, his submission to death on the cross is what brought about his glory today. His submission to agree to go down is what has brought him up today. Somebody say amen. So as long as you are ready to obey God, when you are obeying God, you look like a fool. You look like a stupid person. You look like a foolish person. You look like in somebody who is not sensible. You look like somebody who is daft. How can you steal money and not steal it? You look very like somebody who is not fashionable, like an old school person, old school affair. But this is what will bring you up. Tonight, I see the spirit of obedience entering every one of us afresh. Let me hear you say a louder amen. Let me hear you say a louder amen. I've told you, many people pray for money. Some people pray for car. People pray for house. People pray for many things. I don't branch my own prayer to all those areas. I don't branch my area to money. You can ask God if you see him. I don't branch my area to say, God, please give me money. God, I need a house. I need a car. I need a visa. I just pray to God. My prayers are directed towards God's service and to obey God. Well, we have a little of the money today. So the more you are able to obey God, the more everything will be rushing at you. Blessings will be rushing at you today. I didn't hear your amen. I didn't hear your amen. I didn't hear your amen. Blessings will be rushing at you today. Blessings will be rushing at you today. Blessings will be rushing at you today. Say a louder amen. Number two, example of people who enjoy the gain of obedience is Abraham. Abraham was made from obedience. In Genesis 22 from verse 1 and 2, the Bible says that God spoke to him. After some time, he wanted to tempt him or test Abraham. Genesis chapter 22 from verse 1. In verse 2, Genesis 22 and verse 2, God spoke to him and said, Abraham, give me thy son, thy only son. And he said, take now thy son, thy only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest. I want to drink his blood on Mount Moriah. You have to also travel there for 3 days, though. I feel like taking some blood, and it is the blood of your only son, Isaac, I want to drink. He did not even tell his wife. You see, a lot of men that want to do things for God, and they say, it's my wife that did not allow me. You don't want to obey God. You read the Bible now. He did not even tell his wife. He obeyed God straight away. He just called some guys. Guys, we are going somewhere. Guy, follow me. We want to go and sacrifice to God. Definitely if he tells his wife, she will say, no, it's not possible. The wife will say, okay. After she has cried and cried and he did not listen, he will say, oh, yeah, come, follow me to the bedroom. When they enter the bedroom, he will tell him, I'm coming now. He will lock him inside that bedroom for 7 days. When the demon that entered his, the passive demon that entered his head has come out, she will open the door. It's natural. No woman who has really gave birth to a child will want the child to be lost. You know the story of Solomon very well. When those two women, when one slept on her baby and the baby died, the other one had her baby. They said, okay, it's my baby. She swapped the baby. You know the story very well. She swapped the baby, took the dead one, put it beside the woman that was sleeping. That one too is another story entirely, because why did you oversleep to the extent that they carried your baby and all those things? The other one too overslept. Maybe they took palm wine the night before and they were just praise God. Praise the Lord. The woman said, the baby said, oh yeah, Solomon said, oh yeah, let's slaughter this baby that is alive. Half. You take half. The real mother said, no. Give her the baby. It's better for her to have the baby than this baby to die. Solomon said, no doubt you are the mother of the baby. Give her the baby. So back to our main story tonight. Abraham took Isaac and departed. When they got to the mount, he laid Isaac down and wanted to slaughter Isaac before God said, stop there! You can do this kind of thing. I swear, because you have done this, in blessing, I will bless you. I will change your life. I believe that's from verse 16 upward. Media is not asleep. I pray for somebody here tonight. God is going to change your life for the better. The spirit of obedience will enter into you afresh tonight. I say the spirit of obedience will enter into you afresh tonight. Say a louder amen. Genesis 22 and verse 6. He said, by myself have I sworn, said the Lord, for because you have done this, because you have obeyed me, and as now we tell thy son, thy only son, verse 17, he said, I will bless you. God will bless somebody here tonight. Do you want God's blessing? Obey him. Do you want God's blessing? Obey him as a lifestyle. As he's guiding you. If he tells you it's kokoro, you should be frying. In that kokoro, billions is inside that kokoro. Anything he tells you to do, except, you see, men are too lazy to see God. That's why most people don't know what to do. See God? Say, call upon me, I will answer you. Jeremiah 3, verse 3. He said, and I will show you great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. If he says, walk in that organization, the same organization where people are saying this place is very tough, you will be smiling there. You will be having the best of time. The same place that people are saying, no, I can't work here, it's very bad. The same place, you will be having the best of time. Nobody here will be a failure. I say, nobody here will be a failure. Say it louder, amen. Wonderful people. What are the factors for enjoying the gains of obedience? What are the factors that will make us enjoy the gains of obedience? Number one is obedience must be prompt. Obeying God must be done promptly. Psalm 119, verse 60. It must be done promptly. You see, obeying God. You see, I made haste. and delayed not to keep thy commandment. That's obedience. When you obey God and you delay in your obedience, that's still disobedience. They do this thing now. He said, I'll do it next week. That's disobedience. So if you want to enjoy the gains of divine guidance, act promptly. Say, give that person something now. Don't say, I'll give him next month. Easter period is a good time to give somebody something. He said, give this person this thing now. And I will give later. If you want to enjoy the gains of obedience, do it without delay. Nobody's blessings here will be delayed. It is because of prompt obedience that Abraham became God's friend. Why do you think God called Abraham his friend? It's because Abraham obeyed God fast. Abraham obeyed God fast. Let me tell you about Abraham a little bit. In Genesis chapter 12 from verse 1, the Bible says that God spoke to him. He said, leave your father's house, your mother's house, to a place that I will show you. In Genesis 12 verse 14, the Bible says, and Abraham departed. Genesis 12, 14. Immediately God said it, he departed. Also, this same Abraham, his wife had a maid called Hagar. You know the story very well. And God said, send this Hagar away. This Hagar had a son for him already called Ishmael. I know you know the story very well. Send her away. He sent her away. He did not waste time. Again, this same Abraham, in Genesis 22, God said, this your only son, I want his blood. He did not waste time. That is what made Abraham the friend of God. It's not because he was cutting punk. It's not because Abraham was using iPhone. What's the latest iPhone now? 13 Pro Max. That's the kind that he said they stole in one girl's house in Okyodo, and she almost ran mental. She almost ran mental. Say, my life is gone. Praise God. One of my friends that sells those kind of phones came to see me one time, and sometime last year, and I was asking him, I said, this phone that you people are selling in hundreds of thousands, some of them millions, he said, what is the major purpose? He started counting some flimsy things. I said, okay, one day I will know the major purpose. Praise the Lord. Sometimes we just like fashionable things. We just like trendy things. Not forgetting that what is trending today will go out of fashion tomorrow. Most of the time when people do those things, like they just want to do what, they just want to carry what is trending. Somebody, oh God, should I talk about you? All right, let's go to what we are talking about. Praise God. Don't be carrying a phone that is more than your annual salary, or a phone that can buy you a landed property where you can hide your head. You are carrying a phone and landlord is still knocking the door of your house. Isn't that a kind of higher class of foolishness? A person is carrying a phone that can help his life, as in landlord is still knocking the door, and then the phone the person is carrying can deliver the person from the landlord's palaver. Sell it with speed and buy palasa, and then go ahead and build your own house. After you have built your own house and you are living in your own house, you are comfortable, then you can do anything you want to do. May the Lord give us understanding. You know the reason why some landlord normally increase rent? Tenant will be buying cars. You are living in a house of 300,000 and you are driving a car of 3.5 million. Your landlord will increase your rent. Yeah. And then you do it periodically. Praise God. That's why one of my friends who collects about 800,000 as salary has not built a house till now. I'll tell you the story another time. Let's go on quickly. Number two, facilitator for enjoying gains of obedience is it must be done cheerfully. If you want to enjoy obedience, it must be done cheerfully. If you obey God and you obey Him as if He's giving you burden, is God a burden? Is God a burden transferring God? Yes or no? Isaiah 10 verse 27 answers the question. Isaiah 10 verse 27 answers the question. He's not a God that gives us burden. Look at that. And it shall come to pass in that day that His burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulders and His yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. God doesn't give burden. He takes away burden. If God gives you an instruction, it's to benefit you. If God says this is what to do, it's to benefit you. If God directs your path, either through the scriptures or through messages like this, it is to transform you. God is not a God that gives burdens. He gives blessings. Get ready to receive your blessings tonight. I say, get ready to receive your blessings tonight. I say, get ready to receive your blessings tonight. So anything you are doing to God and for God, do it cheerfully. Do it cheerfully. And then you will have the blessing. If you are giving, give cheerfully. Don't give. Let me just give. If I don't give now, they will say I did not give. Don't do that. If you do that, you've lost the benefit of your giving. Your giving must be done cheerfully. Because the person you are giving is not in lack. He doesn't lack anything. It's a silver and gold are mine. Everything that you can think of, God owns it. So He's not in lack. You are just trying to be wise because you want to tap more from his resources. Number three, factor for enjoying the gains of obedience, number three, is it must be done consistently. It must be done consistently. Psalm 119 verse 44. Psalm 119 verse 44. So shall I keep thy laws continually forever and ever. So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever. So shall I keep your law continually for the benefit of obedience is in continuous obedience. So obeying God from January to February and then disobeying Him from March to September is disobedience. So what I want you to target at this point is a life of obedience that spans from January 1st to December 31st. Yeah. That's what we bring the gain. A life of obedience that is consistent, continuous, deliberate. Not because you don't have an option, but because you just want to obey God. Get ready. That grace is coming on you afresh tonight. I say that grace is coming on you afresh tonight. Grace to be consistent in your walk with God is coming on you afresh tonight. Did I hear somebody say a loud amen? Did I hear somebody say a loud amen? That message on Sunday, that servant of God, he said, if somebody is complaining in church or murmuring in church, he said the person lacks grace. Did you hear that? Say he lacks grace. Say if you lack grace, you will not complain. Honestly speaking, that is the total truth. I have never seen God's work as a burden, as a problem. Why am I? Where this stress? This wahala? I've never seen it as a problem. If I walk from here till 1 a.m., it's a delight. If I'm here till 7 p.m., it's a delight. It's not a problem. Oh, is somebody that only spends 2, 3, 4 hours in church, maybe twice a week, and he says a burden. The grace is lacking. Grace to serve God with ease. Receive that grace today. I say, receive that grace today. Receive that grace today. Say a louder amen. Quickly tonight, as we get set to pray, what are the facilitators of obedience? what are the things that will facilitate our obedience? Number one is love for God and His word. 1 John 5 and verse 3. 1 John 5 and verse number 3. 1 John chapter 5 and 3. It says, "For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandment, and His commandments are not grievous." When we love God, we want to obey His direction. When we love God, we want to obey His direction. Love wants you to obey. It just makes you obey the person you love. That's love. When we love God and we read His Bible, we want to, God, just help me. Help me to do these things. My heart just wants to obey You. This is my desire. Just help me. Because You love Him. Because You love Him. Immediately I see a person that loves God, I can predict how glorious the person's future will be. And love is not in words. Love is in action. So the more we love God, the more we obey His instruction. Number two, facilitator of obedience is submission. If you submit to God, John 12, verse 24. If you submit to God, it will make you want to obey Him. John 12:24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, that submission, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. When we submit our life to God and submit everything to God, obeying God will be our delight. See, many of us, we are still holding on to our life like this. We have not released our life fully to God. On the day you release your life to God, that is what they call submission. That is what we call let your will be done. You know, what the devil makes us think is that if we submit to God, it's a call to suffering. I can tell you sincerely, it's a lie. Devil makes us think that if we love God, if we follow God, He's suffering. No, you'll just be suffering. You'll just be suffering. It's a big lie. Following God is not suffering. Submitting to God is not suffering. Some people told us then that if we submit our votes to them, that everything will be okay. You can see where we are now. You can see the situation. But God says, submit to me. You will see how I will change your life. In my place, they say you cannot transact business with God and then you now suffer loss. Impossible. You cannot transact business with God. You cannot be close to God. And I regret it too. Honestly, I regret being close to God. And I regret obeying God. God will never bring Himself that down for you to now say, I regret serving God or I regret knowing Him. But if we are not ready to submit to Him, He will just be looking at us. He will not kill you because you are under this global covenant. You will not die. But to enjoy the maximum benefit, we need to submit to Him. When you submit to God, when it's church time, locking your shop is not a burden. You lock it up. The sales you will make, the time you will reopen it, will be covered up for that lock period. But when you have not submitted to God, you'll be looking, if I close my shop now by 4:30 to be able to get to church early for my meeting, from 4:30 to 7:30, I would have lost so many millions. We have seen all the millions that have been coming when you didn't lock it. It's just the devil's gimmick. It's just the devil's gimmick. Lock it and now see if you will now be suffering loss. Submission to God makes you a global person. It just turns your life around. It just turns your life around. I've not seen that person who called me out of God's service, God's work, to come and collect one useless money somewhere or one useless thing somewhere. For what reason? What God can't give me, I don't need it. What cannot be given to me by God that I will now be compromising God's work and I don't need it. It's not necessary for my life. Once you get to that point, you are made. But once you still say no, no. Let God work. Let the pastors be doing it. Let the ministers be doing it. Tonight, receive the grace to submit to God totally. 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 To submit spirit, soul, and body. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. You know, submission also involves submission of part of your time. Submission of part of your time. Submit your time. God, this is my time. Use it as you want. Number three, facilitator of obedience is daily walk with God. A daily walk with God facilitates your obedience. When you wake up every day and you are praying, you pray in the morning, you study your Bible. That's a daily walk with God. You are into worship daily. Your voice is not so good. It's not so sonorous. But you are still worshiping God. Coming to church is regular. It's a daily walk. Hebrews 10 and verse 25. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25. Talking about not forsaking the assembly of the brethren as some others together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another as so much more as you see the day approaching. Not forsaking the house of God. That's what he's talking about. Daily walk with God makes you want to obey God. The more you walk with God daily, the more the spirit of obedience enters you. You know, when you walk with God daily, somehow you begin to, the nature of God begins to enter you. Is somebody with me tonight? When you walk with God daily, you pray daily, you read the word daily, you read books that are spiritual books daily. Somehow the nature of God rubs on you. The spirit of obedience swells in you. That will be somebody's lifestyle from today. I said that will be somebody's lifestyle from today. That will be somebody's lifestyle from today. The grace to walk with God as an addiction. You know, some people have addiction for films. Some people have addiction for music. Some people have addiction for browsing. Some people have addiction for exercise. Some people have addiction for many things. May your own addiction be an addiction that you love God. Say a louder amen. Amen. I say, may your own addiction be an addiction that you love God. Amen. I don't have a hobby. I have many things I do as sports and all that, but I can't say this is my particular hobby because I only do them when I have time. Praise the Lord. My number one major addiction is to love God and love people. That's my major addiction. Sometime last week I was just meditating that since morning I've not even spent any money on myself. I've only spent I think it was 100 naira on myself, and I discovered that same day I'd spent over 1. Something million to handle various people's issues. And that day, I'd only spent 100 naira on my own self. I just bought water. Yeah, we bought water that day. 100 naira on myself. That's all. Whereas, I had different issues that are very, very paramount. So, the more you love God, the more is evident in the life of the people around you and in the work of God. Somebody say a louder amen. Amen. Number four, where I will stop tonight. Facilitators of obedience. Number one is what? Love for God. Number two, submission. Number three, daily walk with God. Number four is the fear of God. The fear of God is a facilitator of obedience. Once you fear God, to obey Him becomes your delight. That's why one of the major things you should pray to God for is the baptism of the spirit of obedience. The baptism. In Ecclesiastes 12 verse 13, Ecclesiastes 12 verse 13, the Bible says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. He said, fear God. He said, this is the duty of man. Fear God. Keep His commandments. He said, this is the whole duty of man. Don't join them to do all the evil that is going on in the society. Don't be in church and be in Babalawo's house at the same time. No, no. Don't collect anointing oil and then collect black magic at the same time. It's contradictory. No. You are contradicting yourself like that. The fear of God makes you obey God. The fear of God makes you want to do God's will. The fear of God makes God to want to direct you, because He knows that if He prospers you, it will be for a good thing. My prayer for somebody here today, the spirit of the fear of God will enter into you afresh tonight. I didn't hear your amen. Amen. Let the amen be like the kind of amen that we hear if you are praying for naira and dollar for you. I pray that the spirit of the fear of God enters into everyone here tonight in the name of Jesus. That is, you wake up with the fear of God. You walk daily with the fear of God. You sleep with the fear of God. We have reached an unprecedented level of terrible absence of the fear of God in our society. Some time ago, I think about a month ago or so, somebody sent something to me. A dispatch rider in Lagos was going, and then there was terrible hold up. And then people that were in the cars were hearing the sound of a baby. They were wondering, where is the baby crying? Then they looked at the dispatch. He's from inside this dispatch something. Live a baby. Was going to deliver the baby somewhere for instant death. So it was, and then when I said, what's there? What the people said, he started hitting cars so he can escape with somebody else's child to slaughter the child. But that child's destiny is not slaughterable. That's how your destiny will be unslaughterable. The destiny of your children will be unslaughterable. Just pick that child somewhere. Just pick the child somewhere. Throw him inside the boot of the dispatch. Lock the child there. Zoom off. Kai. Where is the fear of God? Where is the fear of God? Where is the fear of God? Where is the fear of God in the hearts of men? In church now, if you forget your phone, you will not meet it. In church. Last week, Saturday, they still called somebody that was stealing phone. Stealing phone and using all kinds of stupid drugs. Where is the fear of God? 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 You want divine guidance? Fear God. Let me tell you this as I conclude. God is enough for you. I'm telling you this sincerely. You don't need to do any hanky panky aida aida. You know aida aida? You don't need to involve yourself in rubbish. You don't need rubbish. God is enough. I'm telling you sincerely. God is enough to settle your case. Just walk with him and he will settle your case. My prayer for you tonight is that in the remaining days of this month of March, heaven will be opening up to you. As you stand in the place of prayer, heaven will open up to you. As you read your Bible, heaven will open up to you. As you sleep in the night, heaven will open up to you. You will hear clear-cut direction. Can I hear your amen? If your amen is not very good, I will go to maybe Lagos Church or go to another church and spend some time. Praise God. Praise God. Heaven will open up to you. God will be directing you per second. God will never allow you to be ashamed. What will make you to dip your hands into evil, God will never make it happen to you. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. What you will eat and what you will drink, it will not be a struggle in your life. Somebody say a loud amen. What you will eat and what you will drink will not be a struggle in your life. You'll be super blessed. Your family super blessed. Business super blessed. Career super blessed. Every area super blessed. In the name of Jesus, you will have a testimony that you fear God. I say you will have a testimony that you fear God. You will have a testimony that you fear God. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. The rest of March will be a great time for you. So shall it be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Give Jesus a big clap. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Let's be on our feet. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.